Oh, episode number 99. What's up, everybody? The Wayne Gretzky of episodes. The great one. We'll see how great this one is. How the hell is your week going? How the hell was your week? And are you stressed out like I am? I'm starting to get stressed, man. Christmas is coming. You know? Christmas is coming. I bought one gift for one family member, and that's not going to cut it. That's not quite going to be enough. It's going to be a photo finish for sure. And I don't know, man. I'm the world's worst at procrastinating, and I've seriously fallen behind this year. And every year, at the start of the year, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to nickel and dime it. I'm going to buy one gift here in February. I'm going to buy one gift in March. I'm going to buy one gift in May. And by the time Christmas comes around at the end of the year, I'll accumulate all these gifts, and I'll be like, boom, bitch, Merry fucking Christmas. But am I allowed to say that anymore, by the way? Am I allowed to say Merry Christmas? Is somebody going to sue me? Do I have to say Happy Holidays? I really don't care if I'm supposed to. I say Merry Christmas. That's how I was raised. So sue me. Anyway, that was a negative note, Chris. Why would you go there? Let me tell you guys what I'm drinking tonight. I'm finally finishing off my Miller High Life that I bought about 3 weeks ago, and I caught that fucking bug right after I bought this Miller High Life. So I've had an 18-pack sitting in the fridge, slowly working on it, and I'm finally down to my last two. I got some rum in the freezer as an emergency. My, what was it, Blue Chair Bay rum. So in case I get too low, I've already downed like half of this beer in one sip. But hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. I feel like such a Grinch this time of year. I love the holiday, man. I love spending time with my family. One of my favorite all-time things is watching someone open something I bought for them. I don't know why. I love it so much. My kids, obviously, my mom, my brother, all my family. I just want to see them happy, you know? But as far as building up to it, like I said, I'm so far behind. And I said this week was going to be my big shopping week. I'm like, all right, we got to do it this week. Get it out of the way. We'll be done. We'll be happy. And if you couldn't tell, it's already Wednesday. Happy hump day, by the way. And I haven't done shit. I have one gift for one family member. And I'm struggling, man. I'm fucking struggling. I want to go shopping, but I don't ever want to get out. I want to decorate the tree. But I'm just a fucking Grinch. I don't want to decorate the tree. You know? I want to. It sounds like fun. But when it comes down to it, I'm just like, nah. I'm good. Connor already decorated the tree. All the stockings are hung. She did it in like fucking 30 minutes, dude. That would have taken me like 3 hours. And even as a kid, dude. I hated it as a kid. My dad, it was like pulling teeth. My brother loved it, I think. It was like pulling teeth to get me to come out of my room to decorate the tree. It's like, all right, you want to decorate the tree? I'm like, no, not really. Well, come do it anyway. Everybody's in the living room. It's like, fuck, all right. And I'd hang a couple of ornaments, you know. And I think I told you guys this before. Maybe I'm scarred from decorating because I was the youngest kid. My older brother, he was obviously bigger than me. But I always had to crawl under the tree. Hey, Chris, go flip on the Christmas tree. You know, hey, Chris, go plug in the lights. And, dude, this is why, to this day, I'm scared of electricity. Every time I would go flip on the switch for the tree, it would shock me. Every time, dude, I stuck a fucking key in an outlet once. That's probably what's wrong with me. That's probably why my hair is turning gray. I have this little twitch now. No, I don't really have the twitch, but... Dude, I don't get into it, man. It's like fucking pulling teeth. I can't stand it. I want to. Sounds like fun. I get the, you know, family time of everybody doing it. But my dad eventually, man, he outsmarted everybody and he got it right. And I still do this to this day. Just buy a small tree that already has lights in it and just plug that bitch in and you're done. After pulling teeth probably for 5 years with me, he said, fuck it. And he went out and he got a ceramic tree. And you just plugged it in, flipped the switch, and the lights came on. Boom. Christmas is done. Hang a couple of stockings, you're done. That's the right way, man. That's how I try to do it. I have such a tiny little tree. I'll post up pictures on Instagram or Twitter or whatever, Facebook as well, if you guys want to see them. But it's a tiny ass little tree, doesn't take long, and that's the fucking way to do it. Christmas isn't about decorating the fucking tree to me, you know. That's the shit part. I want to see people open presents and get excited, and you know, and it's not the dollar amount that counts, in my opinion. It's the thought that goes into the gift when you surprise somebody, you get somebody something kind of clever or funny or anything like that. I'm trying to do round two of the silly string fight we had last year. I bought everybody a can of silly string, and we went back in the backyard, and we went fucking nuts. It was actually pretty fun. That's a new tradition I'm trying to start, so we'll see this year if I can find silly string on sale like I did last year. But anyways, yeah, I hope you guys aren't as stressed out as I am. I know I'm starting to sweat over this whole fucking holiday thing, and that's not what it's about, right? And I did have a great birthday weekend, by the way, in case you guys were wondering. Spent time with the kids. Dude, we went up to the park and played baseball for like 4 fucking hours, and it was amazing. I was worn out. The kids were worn out. We went to eat fucking pizza. Dude, we just went wild. And it's so great because normally the things I talk myself out of doing with my kids, you know, it's like, oh, it's too far. Everybody's going to be, you know, in a bad mood because we need naps, all this and all that. I just did it that day. The only thing I didn't get to do was take them to like Chuck E. Cheese or Nickel-Rama just because we ran out of time. But it's so fucking cool to just choose everything you want to do. And of course, I didn't do anything for me necessarily, but the time with the kids, you know, that's for me. Anyways, I'm not going to get all sappy on you guys. But this weekend coming up, this Saturday coming up, this is the adult weekend is what we keep calling it. We had the fun with the kids, took them out to eat, you know, went to the park and played, did a lot of fun stuff, went and bought movies, went and bought, you know, went shopping and shit. But this weekend, coming Saturday, it's going down this weekend. I'm not going to get fucking hammered drunk. I just want to do something fucking fun. The only things I have in mind right now, Friday, December 13th, it's Friday the 13th, Elm Street Tattoo always does. $20 tattoo every Friday the 13th, thinking about doing that. What else? Oh, I want to go to the fucking casino, dude. It's been so long since I've gone and gambled and lost money and had fun doing it. But I want to do that. I want to go fucking have a couple of drinks at Double Wide downtown. I don't know, dude. It's like, it's limitless. We got a babysitter coming over, and we don't have any of the other kids, so it's going to be a wild weekend, man. Anyways, what else do I have to tell you about this episode? Dude, there's a lot that's fucking happened in a week. I feel like every time I do an episode, it's like a lifetime in that week before I do the next episode, and so much shit happens, and it's like, I don't, so many things change so fast. Anyway, so I got a lot of sports to talk about. I got some drink recommendations, and by the way, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber, get a Lyft. Let me go ahead and shout out SoberRides.org from TxDOT. I just saw a commercial the other day on TV, and it's just something that TxDOT does now. I haven't called the number. I haven't logged onto the website. I just wanted to share that with you guys. If you need a ride and you're fucking hammered, write this down while you're sober right now, if you're still sober. If you can stand to type it while you're drinking, you might be hammered right now. Just write it down anyway. So if you're in Texas, obviously it's just a Texas thing. SoberRides.org. That's from TxDOT. I guess that's Texas Department of Transportation, I would assume. So yeah, man, use that resource, use an Uber, use a Lyft. That's one of the main points of this podcast. It's just to promote not drinking and driving. It's not fucking cool. You know, it's not, you know, whatever. You guys know, I get all preachy about it, but, I don't like seeing people pass away, all the fucking crosses on the side of the road from, you know, people drinking and driving, or drinking and driving and hitting someone else, or falling into a ditch themselves and killing themselves. It's just, it's fucking horrible, man. It's got to stop. We've got to evolve past this point. All right. Anyway, Chris. All right. That's enough. Dude, I got a lot of sports to talk about. As much as I talk shit on the NFL, I watched so many fucking games Sunday, dude. I watched so many fucking football games Sunday. That 49ers-Saints game, Dude, that was a killer fucking game. I remember sitting on Twitter while I'm watching the game, and I'm trying to make a I'm trying to craft a tweet, as people say. That's the dumbest shit ever. If you think you craft tweets, shut the fuck up. That's dumb. Anyway, so I'm sitting there on Twitter. I'm watching the 49ers Saints just have a no defense whatsoever in the fucking game. Just all offense. Dude, they scored like 80-something, probably closer to 90 points between the two teams in the whole entire fucking game. It was nuts. It was just a shootout, back and forth, back and forth. But, yeah, man, I'm watching the game, and I'm typing a tweet, you know. I'm like, man, the 49ers are the real deal. And what happens? Drew Brees marches down the field before I send the tweet, and he, you know, throws a touchdown or whatever, or makes a huge fucking play. Or, you know, something happens. So I erase that tweet and I start typing, oh man, the Saints are the real fucking deal. And then the opposite, dude, I could not decide who was the real deal. So I just never tweeted anything. I was just like, all right, I don't know which team is better because they're both just smashing each other with their offense. And the 49ers came out on top. I did not tweet after the game, the 49ers are the real deal. But because I don't believe that they are. I think they're having a hot season. I think they are obviously a great team. What are they? They've lost only one game, maybe two games. And to take out the Saints, too, with Drew Brees. But obviously the thing they got to work on is defense. Like, you're going to get fucking torn up if that's the way your defense plays. And I don't know much about the 49ers. I haven't watched that much of them. But, dude, they're looking fucking good. I don't think they're going to go all the way. Or if they do go all the way, I don't think they're going to win it. But, I couldn't decide, man. I couldn't fucking decide who was the real deal in the moment just because it was such a fucking shootout. And Patriots lost. That's always a plus. Kansas City just fucking shut them down, man. To hold the Patriots to that amount of points is fucking ridiculous. Like, they've... I don't know what the deal is with their offense, but they normally don't have to score a lot of points to win, I don't feel like. And when they played the Cowboys, the Patriots didn't really have to score that much. They had a great defense. And that day, man, that shows you how fucking high powered Kansas City offense is, man. And that's, dude, and fucking Baltimore, I haven't even brought up Baltimore. Shout out to TUI, shout out to Turnstile. Dude, Baltimore is just fucking killing. Lamar Jackson, I haven't watched him play, but I'm missing some gems of some games there. But dude, it's just like, normally, I was talking about this the other day, normally it's like one or two teams are really good in a season. You're like, all right, that's probably going to be the matchup we're going to see. Or if they're in the same division, you got to pick one. But this season, dude, it just seems like everybody is fucking good. The Patriots, obviously, are good, even though they're spying on motherfuckers and, like, getting their game plan. Who did they spy on? The fucking Bengals? They're, like, in some hot water right now for spying on the Bengals. It's like, dude, you can't face the Bengals straight up and beat them. You gotta fucking record. And of course, Belichick's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. Which is exactly what anybody in that situation that got busted would say. I don't know what you're talking about. Bullshit, man. They're just a bunch of fucking, I don't know. I don't want to call them cheaters because everybody calls them cheaters, but they're fucking cheaters. You know? You're not allowed to fucking spy on another team, which is something that happened years and years ago. You know, they did. They've already been busted for, but you know, whatever. You got the Patriots, you got the Chiefs, you got Baltimore, you got the 49ers. Now Seattle Seahawks are looking fucking good. Who else? Obviously the Saints are looking pretty damn good. And my Cowboys are just shitting the fucking bed, dude. It's unreal. I will say, as much shit as I've talked about Brett Maher, guess who got cut from the fucking team? Brett Maher is no longer a Dallas Cowboy. I've been bitching about this guy for a long fucking time, even though I will say, to his credit, he's made some incredible fucking field goals. Long, long field goals that I was like, there's no way this fucking guy is going to make this shit. And then he makes it. I'm trying to think who the Cowboys got to replace Brett Maher. Let's see. Cowboys. See, I can actually be professional with my podcast now. Because I have my laptop and my Wi-Fi, so I can look things up. Oh, Kai Forbath, okay? That's who the Dallas Cowboys have now, veteran kicker. hopefully he's just more consistent. That's the biggest complaint I ever had about Maher. I don't know where he's going. I don't know if anybody's going to pick him up, but he's done with the Cowboys. Out of all the people we needed to fire, Jason Garrett, I'm looking at you, we fire the fucking kicker, and it doesn't make any sense. To add more drama to the spectacle that is Dallas sports right now, Jim Montgomery from the Dallas Stars got fired. And I got woken up to this news. I was off on Tuesday. It was a rainy, cold, wet day. My boss was like, nah, you guys don't come in. It's not worth it. Everybody's going to get sick if you come in. So we had the day off. And I wake up at about 8:30 in the morning. My gorgeous, gorgeous girlfriend wakes me up. And she's like, Jim Montgomery just got fired. And I thought I was in a fucking dream, dude. I couldn't believe it. So apparently, what he got fired for, I'm trying to think of the quote they said. I've watched all the press conferences. I've watched, you know, people analyze it, you know, reporters talk about it. I've listened to the radio. Dude, there is no clear-cut reason as to why he got fired. Let's see. Why did Montgomery... Oh, Monty... get fired. There's no clear-cut reason. This is what they said. This is what the Jim Nill and the Dallas Stars, the GM of the Dallas Stars, said. A lot of people are saying the wrong coach got fired in Dallas, which is, you know, pointing fingers at Jason Garrett saying he should have got fired. That's pretty fucking funny. They said it was due to unprofessional conduct. They said it had nothing to do with any of the players. It had nothing to do with any of the staff. They just said unprofessional conduct, which nobody knows what the fuck that means. Like, did he pull out his cock? Sorry to say cock so harshly, by the way. Did he try to bang a fucking ice girl? Did he try to bang Radulov? I don't know, man. I can't figure out. I've researched. I've looked. I've paid attention to Twitter. And I don't know if you guys know this, if you're listening out of state. Basically, Texas is an at-will state. They can say for any fucking reason, we don't want you here anymore. You're fired. Leave. And that's pretty much what happened. And Jim Nill is basically saying, I'm not going to speak to the situation. He got fired for unprofessional conduct. And that's all I can say. He's like, it's up to Jim Montgomery if he wants to tell why he got fired. This is what I really think. Other than him pulling out his dick or trying to bang an ice girl or anything like that, this is what I really think. Here's the two scenarios that are running through my mind because I know how much stock you guys put in my Dallas Stars opinion. The two things I can think is he's had problems in the past with drinking. So maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he shared a beer with the player, and that's, I don't know, is that unprofessional? I don't feel like it is. If you're off the clock and you're at a bar, and you can't have a beer with one of your players, I don't know. The other thing I'm thinking is maybe he made a gesture to one of the players. You know, it's you score the game-winning goal, the coach isn't allowed to go buy you a Ferrari for that, is basically the point I'm trying to say. Maybe he did something like that. I really don't fucking know. It was just a fucking shock. I thought my chick was bullshitting with me at first. When she said that, I thought I was in a fucking dream. I couldn't believe it. But sure enough, he got fired. What's his name? Nick Bonus, the assistant coach. I believe he was the D coach. He's now taken over as head coach. Dallas Stars beat the living shit out of New Jersey the other night, which was the same day Montgomery got fired, I believe. And I don't know, man. I was scared at first, but after that game, I know New Jersey, the Devils, they're not good. I understand that. I know they're not good. We didn't beat, like, the Penguins or something after this event happened. But I was worried. I was nervous. I was nervous that we weren't going to be the same team now that the head guy is gone. But I wasn't really thinking from the perspective of the other coaches, from the perspective of the players. It's still the same team, you know, with the same goal in mind, the same style of play. This is what they've been working on all season, working toward. So it doesn't look like a lot's changed. I'm sure a few minor things will change, but dude, we're looking like the same team. Hopefully we can keep trucking along and make that playoff spot. Hopefully make a deep run after all this shit's happened. And dude, it looked, it's kind of crazy, like when a coach leaves a team, like how the team looks. I watched every fucking second of the game, and it's almost like they're lighter. You know what I mean? Like they're skating faster, they're having more fun. It's because they don't have that fucking whip, you know, that whip behind them, like, you know, cracking every time they fuck up, and you did this wrong, and you did that wrong. It's like freedom, and that'll only last for so long. Like, you gotta have structure, but it's just so weird to see how they responded to that. It's almost like they felt the freedom, they were happy, they were excited, and I don't know, man. It's been a weird fucking week in Dallas with Maher getting let go, which I've obviously wanted for a little while now. Jason Garrett's still the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, which is, I don't fucking know, man. It's just, it's ignorant at this point. And fucking Montgomery got fired, dude. It's been going down in Dallas. I really don't know what to think. But man, I've been talking a lot. I need to down this beer. Give me one sec. I'm going to pause real quick. We'll do some drink recommendations. Let me down this beer. Go grab another one, maybe a shot, because I'm feeling great tonight. Give me one sec. All right, time for the drink recommendations. This is from Websterant Store.com. It's the 12 drinks of Christmas. I'll just give you guys three of them. The first one I'm going to give you is the Winter Sea Breeze recipe. 1 ounce vodka, 1 ounce grapefruit juice, 2 ounces tonic water, pomegranate seeds, cranberries, and mint leaves. Here's how the hell you make it. You mix together the vodka, grapefruit juice, and tonic water in a cocktail shaker. Number two, fill the glass with ice and pour the drink mixture. Garnish with the pomegranate seeds, cranberries, and mint, then serve. The only problem I have with this is adding the tonic water to the shaker. You know, tonic water is kind of bubbly or whatever, but you don't want to lose that carbonation. So, just a little side note, I would wait to pour the tonic water. So I would do the vodka grapefruit juice, shake that together, fill glass with ice, pour in drink mixture, garnish with pomegranate seeds, cranberries, mint, and then serve, and then top off with your tonic water there. I think that'd be the best way to do it. Number two is called the Red Stag Dirty Shirley recipe. You're going to need 1/2 ounce of grenadine, 1.5 ounce Red Stag Black Cherry Bourbon, 5 ounces 7-Up, a splash of maraschino cherry syrup, and maraschino cherries. Here's how the hell you make it. Pour the grenadine, cherry bourbon, 7-Up, and maraschino cherry syrup into glass filled with ice and stir. Garnish with the maraschino cherry and serve. See, that's okay, I feel like, doing the 7-Up in there and just stirring the drink lightly. That's okay. It's not going to kill that carbonation too much. But if you wanted to be on the safe side, you could do the same thing I just recommended with the first recipe and not pour in that 7-Up until after the drink's already made or everything's already mixed together. Let me take a drink real quick. All right, this one does not sound appetizing. It's just the third one on the list. This one is the Peppermint Hot Cocoa recipe. You're going to need 5 ounces hot chocolate, 1 ounce peppermint schnapps, and marshmallows. Prepare the hot chocolate. Pour the hot chocolate and peppermint schnapps into glass or mug and stir. Toast the marshmallow over your stove or with a butane torch. Don't burn your fucking house down. And garnish with the torched marshmallow and serve. That actually sounds, I'm not huge on mint or like peppermint, but the hot chocolate and peppermint schnapps, dude, that actually might be pretty fucking good. It's like a dessert drink, it looks like. They took a really nice picture of that one. Fuck it. Let's go ahead and do one more. This is the winter sangria recipe. You're going to need 1/3 cup triple sec, 1 bottle dry white wine, 2 apples cubed, 1 cup fresh cranberries, 1 small box, red raspberries, simple syrup to taste, 12 ounces of Sprite, and rosemary sprigs. Here's how the hell you make it. Mix all of the ingredients except the Sprite and rosemary sprigs in a pitcher. Refrigerate the mixture until it's chilled and you're ready to serve. Add the Sprite to the pitcher just before serving. See, they got it right on this one. Garnish each glass with a rosemary sprig and serve. That is the winter sangria recipe, the peppermint hot cocoa recipe, the Red Stag Dirty Shirley recipe and the Winter Sea Breeze recipe. As always, guys, don't drink and drive. Get an Uber. Get a Lyft. If you're in Texas, soberrides.org by TxDOT. Get a little help. Don't be a fucking idiot. Don't get in a wreck. Don't kill somebody. Don't kill yourself. It's the fucking holidays. You guys know what it is. Cheers. All right, I got two listener emails, but I'm only going to do one. I'm running out of time here. Got to go downstairs and spend time with the lady. So let's go ahead and read one of these. I'll save another one for maybe next week or the week after. It says, Happy Christmas. So I love Christmas like most people do. Oddly, though, I don't really like Christmas movies, so I've been binging a lot of Netflix lately. Sorry, I'm stupid. I can't read. Currently, I'm watching Supernatural, which is kind of funny, since December has Friday the 13th this year. That's this Friday coming up. Kind of creepy, right? Friday the 13th. I don't know. It's creepy if you believe in that shit. It's pretty good. Supernatural's pretty good, and has led to more interesting conversations in social settings. Has led to some interesting... Okay. A lot of people have stories of supernatural experiences... Myself included, I once had a lava lamp fly across my bedroom and shatter against the wall when I was 13. 10 years later, it's still a memory that makes the hairs on the back of my neck stand up. Have you had anything spooky happen to you or know anyone who has? Dude, the only thing... it wasn't supernatural like that. Like, I don't believe in ghosts. Like, here's how I feel about it. If you don't believe in it, it's probably not going to happen to you. Until it happens to you, and then I guess you believe in it, right? Nothing supernatural has ever happened to me. I've always heard stories. I've always watched those stupid fucking shows where they're like, if you're in here, say something. And then somebody off camera clangs around a fucking pot on the floor. You know, it's fucking stupid. But no, I've never had anything supernatural happen to me. But I will say, I don't know if it qualifies as supernatural, but I will say... You guys are going to think I'm absolutely fucking insane when I tell you this. But true story, and I swear to God, hand to God to this day, I would testify in court, putting my hand on a Bible, that this actually happened. So I was driving to work one morning. I had my kids with me. I had Connor with me, and we had our daughter. And I'm driving to work, and I don't know if you guys know, but we only have one car, so we got to do what we got to do to make it work. So I'm driving to work so she can use the car for the day, whatever. Driving to work, and we're on Highway 30, and we're going, I don't know, I'm not even going to pretend like I know north, south, east, west. We're going on the highway, okay? And as soon as we get over Lake Ray Hubbard, we see this bright light in the sky. And we're just, like, looking, it's just, like, hovering there. I'm thinking, this is a fucking helicopter, there's a wreck on the highway, it, you know... Something's happening. Obviously, traffic was slowing down a little bit, but... So I see this bright light in the sky, and then it just flashes off. Disappears. And me and Connor are looking at each other, talking about it, like, what the fuck is this thing? And, so it just disappears, and we're like, what the fuck was that? I didn't see any helicopter fly away. It's not an airplane, because an airplane can't stay that still. And a few seconds later, on the... other side of the highway, we see the light come back on, flashes on, and this is way like helicopter height, probably not plane height, planes go a little bit higher, but this is like helicopter height, way up in the sky. And so it flashes, the light flashes back on, and we're just like, holy shit, there it is again, there's that fucking light. And same thing happens. It flashes off. We're like, holy shit, what the fuck is that? We don't see anything fly away. It's not a helicopter. And then a third time, on the other opposite side of the highway where we originally saw it, it flashes back on again. And we're like, what the fuck? Dude, that was some wild shit. And I told the guys when I got to work, everybody looked at me like I was fucking crazy. Probably because the way I presented it. I just walked up and the first thing I said was, so I saw a UFO this morning. And that's not really believable. I just seem like the crazy fucking guy. They're like, all right, I'm firing this guy next week. Anyway, so yeah, that was, I don't know if that qualifies as supernatural, but I swear to God, dude, that happened, and me and Connor talk about it to this day. It was the weirdest fucking thing, and we saw a news report a couple of days later, and supposedly it was a guy in an airplane, and he had special lights on the airplane. I was like, no, dude, I've never, ever seen an airplane move like that, ever. That's not an airplane movement. The way it just flashed off, you couldn't see anything else. It was like when the light turned off, it was like, what was making that light? I didn't see anything. And then on the other side of the highway, the light flashed back on again. It was odd, man. That's as close as I've got. I've never seen any ghosts. My cousins used to tell me stories about our great-grandmother that they try to scare me with, but I never fucking believed it. And, you know, you had a lava lamp fly across the bedroom and shatter against the wall just out of fucking nowhere. Dude, I would believe absolutely in ghosts if that ever happened to me. I like that little meme, though, that's like, why ghosts never kill people is because as soon as the ghost like threw the knives at the person, they would immediately be dead and become a ghost and be standing next to the other ghost that just killed them and be like, this is fucking awkward. But no, I've never seen any ghost, anything like that. That light thing in the sky, fire in the sky, whatever you want to call it, that was the freakiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And that just happened maybe a month and a half ago. I've never seen anything like it, and the story the news came out with, because I wasn't the only one that saw it, the cover-up was not very good. And it never is, right? You know, you got the JFK assassination, you got all that shit. The cover-ups they always come out with are just never good enough. They just don't add up. And, yeah, man, that was the craziest thing I've ever seen. But no ghosts, nothing like that. I probably shit myself if I saw a ghost, so I'm hoping that never happens to me. UFOs I can deal with, you know, they're up there, they're away from me, unless they start blowing shit up like, you know, I've seen too many movies, obviously. But, anyways, thank you for the email. Cheers. All right, you guys, that's gonna do it for the podcast tonight. I got a shot of rum to take. I got about a half of this High Life to drink, and give me one sec, I'll be right back. Alright guys, I'll talk to you next fucking Tuesday, possibly Wednesday. Get some of your Christmas shopping done. I'm taking a shot of this rum, take a shot with me. Cheers. Alright guys, bye.